not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first order of business for the new Congress that's sworn in today will be electing a Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson tells Newsmax why he wants to continue to lead.
Look, I'm a proven fighter, a MAGA conservative, but to be Speaker right now, you also have to be those things and someone who can work with every single member of our very diverse House GOP conference.
However, he could only afford to lose one or two Republican votes, and right now 17 Republicans tell ABC they're undecided about their support. The FBI says it's gotten hundreds of tips from the public about the man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street on New Year's Day, killing 14 people. The FBI published a poster showing Shamsuddin Jabbar leaving a cooler containing explosives near the scene. The Washington Post reports President Biden decided to block Nippon Steel's proposed takeover of U.S. Steel, and Boeing says almost a year since a door plug blew off in mid-flight, it's on track with progress. This is ABC News. Supporters of New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan are holding a rally today. A judge in New Jersey will decide if that plan is set to go into effect.
This court hearing today will hopefully put this back and forth to rest. Here's what's been going on over the past week or so. Last week, Judge Leo Gordon essentially said the MTA and the Federal Highway Administration didn't prove enough of how it will address environmental impacts from traffic that likely will divert through New Jersey to avoid paying those tolls. Lawyers representing the state of New Jersey believe that means congestion pricing can't start without those details hashed out, and are asking for a temporary restraining order to block the tolling from officially beginning on Sunday.
To ABC's Lindsay Tuckman in New York, yearly Tesla sales dropped for the first time in at least 9 years. They were down about 1% in 2024, investors pushing the stock up by more than 50% since the election. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will be investigating nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. During a special meeting Thursday, Commission Chair Ann Jacobs made the case, citing the seriousness of what happened and the fact that the elections agency wasn't notified in a timely fashion. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of a triple homicide suspect. Surveillance footage shows 47-year-old Virgil Thu inside a new Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday. That was hours before three people were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the 78th Allison Dairyland until January 31st. Allison Dairyland travels extensively promoting the agriculture industry and its impact on Wisconsin's economy. More information can be found at the DATCAP website. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and cold today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon, but the wind northwest at 15 to 25 will keep the wind chill below zero all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, one below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 10. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Moment we walk in the door, people
what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never cross my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her, she don't know she's beautiful.
Mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can cause he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray, that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, cause God knows too, that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Real Country 1473 FM, WRDN, and Randy Travis, If I Didn't Have You, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the teens. It's going to stay cold, and the snow is going to be well to our south. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Rod Bain, also in this coming hour as well in our newsmaker segment, we're going to learn about the census of aquaculture. And we'll find out more with Rod on that here coming up this hour. Later on tonight, we return to the hardwood as our coverage of Durand, Arkansas girls and boys basketball resumes after the holiday break, and yours truly being a bit under the weather. And we will be heading to Somerset tonight as the Lady Panthers are taking on Somerset in a non-conference matchup. Our coverage begins at about 7 o'clock with the Advent Health Panther preview, tip-off at 7:15. Now, we will have the game on the radio. We'll also have it on our YouTube channel at Durand Broadcasting WRDN and our streaming video page of our website as well. Thank you to Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board for their sponsorship of that. We'll also have it on our streaming audio service, and it will also be on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. Now, the game will not be on NTEC Channel 99 tonight. Why? Because the boys are playing Prescott at the high school. So the boys and versus Prescott, that game will be on the NTEC Channel 99. So when there's dual games like this, the home game is on NTEC Channel 99, and the road game is on the radio and on our YouTube channel as well. So just keep that in mind for tonight. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and the topic's going to be a bit different, but we're in the national news. And then, of course, if you're watching the news, you're hearing all about H5N1, which is bird flu, which, of course, now is affecting dairy cattle here in the United States. For our listeners, Bill, it was first detected in March of 2024, primarily in Texas and Michigan, and expanded greatly right now. And the last numbers we got, it has now been found in 16 different states here in the U.S., and the one that's really under the gun is California. In fact, Governor Newsom from California has declared a state of emergency because 641 dairy farms in California have found one or more animals that have been affected by this disease. Just give our listeners a feel for that. There's 1,070 herds in California in the 2023 census. So the first movement was done several months ago, and that is that any animal moving from one state to another had to be tested and proved to be non-infected with the virus. Then on December 6th, we started a what they call a national milk testing strategy being led by USDA. And that nationally, they're going to pick up raw milk samples from various states here and share the results online. In fact, you can go online and see what the results are from testing with USDA. They involve the states heavily, the state veterinarians, and the state public health, of course, and that is to be sure that by this federal order, they're sharing of the raw milk results, identification, which herd owners, in terms of what their strategies are as far as positive isolating these cows and getting them back healthy on their feet. The death loss is modestly low, although many of these cows end up being culled because of lower milk production. They don't come back very quickly. And then, of course, any private labs and state veterinarians, they need to report the positive cases to the USDA. The six states initially selected were California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. And in each of these states, including other states in the U.S., it's kind of a five-stage program. First one, of course, is aggressively testing the milk being collected from silos from the processors or from bulk trucks as they come in as well and trace back to farms. Determining what the status in the state is going to be at this point. What is the response? The third point is what is the response to the positive herds in that state? Number four, demonstrate a herd and therefore the state is free of any problems, and then continue to monitor this as well. This is much like the COVID, and some people argue they're a couple of months behind the eight ball on this one as well. So certainly this is going to be a factor and affect dairy production here in the U.S. and the number of dairy cows that may have to go to slaughter in terms of the response to it. So our take-home messages are pretty straightforward. Number one, it's a national effort. And so we're going to try to get a really good handle in terms of what the status are in the 48 continuous states here in the U.S. Be well aware, consumers, pasteurization does destroy the virus. Therefore, the milk supply and cheese, butter, it's very safe at this point. And finally, several states, including Illinois and California, you can buy raw milk. And the problem is, of course, that is high risk. That herd has to be clean. And if you're going to buy raw milk, you better be sure where your source is, and that herd has been tested and proven to be free of the virus. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
What was the big earth-shaking black swan surprise in 24?
From an agricultural economic perspective, USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyers says in his opinion for 2024,
after 4 years where there were lots of black swans, there really wasn't one this year.
Not to say there weren't notable events impacting the U.S. ag economy, though. However, with no one singular geopolitical or pandemic global event causing a market shock,
we haven't seen a shock which would leave prices higher. So what do? We've continued to grind lower most of the year. And so we're kind of looking for a bottom and looking to where we go from here.
Translating into a projected continued decline in most commodity prices, and in turn, tightening margins for producers to start 2025.
Not unexpected, though. You could see this coming to some extent, but we have certainly gotten ourselves in that position of much tighter margins across the board.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coming up Monday, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski talks with Lee Milkey about what 2024 brought the dairy industry and what he sees coming in 25. That's coming up Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Something amazing is happening in data management. Even though storage needs are constantly changing, companies are only paying for what they need now. That's because CDW customized a Pure Storage Evergreen One SLA-driven storage as a service solution that delivers enterprise-grade hybrid cloud storage that is effortless, efficient, and evergreen. Simplify storage administration with Pure Storage and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/purestorage.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no no thinking thing. Forget mathematical equations, self-help psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. No devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trace Atkins, and this ain't no thinking thing here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 10 above in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded down a cent to 2047. March at 2014, April 1966, May 1930. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels steady at 182 and a half yesterday. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 191 and a quarter, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a half to 250, 4.5, 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 137, 6 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 75 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle futures did push to new contract highs yesterday, while feeder cattle extended their pattern of new highs. Higher cash cattle trade fueled trader buying interest. Hog futures struggled for the first 2 hours, but then found some footing as traders decided to buy into that sell-off on some short covering. Cattle are called higher today. Hogs are called mixed. February live cattle opens today at 193.60, April 196.05, June 191.35, January feeder cattle open at 266.47, March at 266.20, April at 266.52. February hogs open at 81.15, April 86.55, May at 91.20. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. A lot of this is some profit-taking after the big gains from yesterday, especially in corn and beans. The trade still watching the situation in Argentina and southern Brazil with their weather forecasts of the possibility of heat and dryness that could cause some crop stress. Now, we have seen the dollar also starting to back off some of the highs, and that is helping to pressure some of the wheat markets along with the lower MATIF wheat prices. March corn down 2.25 this morning to 457.25. May down 2 to 465.25. July down 2.25 to 468. New crop down 1 at 445.5. January beans down 4.5 to 995. March down 6 to 1006. May down 7.25 to 1017.75. New crop down 7.5 to 1020.5. January soybean meal down 440 this morning to 306.50. while March soybean oil up a cent to 40.28. Chicago wheat, March down 3.75 to 542, May down 3.5 to 554. Minneapolis wheat, March and May both down 2.5, March at 587, and May at 595.5. Energy markets this morning, at February crude oil down 11 cents to 73.02, March down 12 cents to 72.38. Meanwhile, February and March gas steady, February at 205, March at 207. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op. Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 406, new crop at 387, cash beans 927, February 927, March 932, new crop 938. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash February and March corn 421.5, April 428.25, cash beans at 424, February 419, and new crop at 397 at Pilgrim's Pride in Arcadia. Meanwhile, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 404, new crop 396, cash beans 932, new crop 953. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 411, new crop 396, cash beans 927, new crop at 938. Red Wing Grains, March corn at 432, April 448, May 450, and new crop at 407. March beans 969, April 991, May 993, and new crop at 970. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 409, new crop 388, cash beans 939, new crop 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 201, Holstein fed cattle 80 to 177, market cows 80 to 120, bulls 125 to 155, calves 290 to 960, beef steers 152 to 390, Holstein steers 107 to 315. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 175 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 110 to 290, fed lambs 160 to 166, ewes 110 to 130. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about a locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. Sitting on your bar stool, talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess they couldn't see you were looking right at me, cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you want to dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be. Talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said, I only take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people. I reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later.
When he leaves me, he wears a smile now. As soon as he's away from me, in your arms, rushes home to. You're the one he gave his name to. I never see his face in the early morning light. You have his mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have his nights. But does he love you? Does he love you like he loves me? Like he loves me. Does he think of you? Does he think of you when he's holding me? And does he whisper?
Does he whisper
all his fantasies? Does he love? He says he needs me, and that he wants me, that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me, or am I deceiving myself?
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, "Boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't
give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. USDA will have some highlights on the menu with their latest edition of the Census of Aquaculture. Rod Bain has more.
Love seafood? Whether fish or crustaceans, shelled or
Krabby Patty! Why, it's only the most mouth-watering, appetizing food in the seven seas!
This bit of news might be a catch of the day. The recent release of USDA's 2023 Census of Aquaculture.
It is a follow-on to our Census of Agriculture, and both of them are conducted every 5 years. So after we complete the Census of Agriculture on the 2s and 7 years, we take the data from that process and any of the producers that have aquaculture in 2022 and use to pull forward into the sample for the 2023 Census of Aquaculture.
Travis Averill is with the National Agricultural Statistics Service, which produces both the Census of Agriculture and Census of Aquaculture. So time to serve up some of the highlights from the 2023 Census of Aquaculture, starting with what aquaculture means.
Aquaculture is defined as farming of aquaculture organisms, including bait fish, crustaceans, food fish, mollusks, ornamental fish, sport or game fish, and other aquaculture products. And when we're talking about aquaculture operations itself, their farming involves some form of intervention in the rearing process, such as seeding, stocking, the feeding of the animals, protection from predators, etc., of fish, crustaceans, mollusks, and other aquaculture products.
And in terms of what all those numbers mean to us, looking over the aquaculture menu, well, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The first order of information up.
There were 3,453 farms with sales. That is up 18% from 2018 numbers that we collected 5 years prior. So that's showing that there's some more farms out there than what we had in 2018 comparison.
The top aquaculture producing states per the latest Census of Aquaculture features
very little separation between Mississippi at number one and Washington at number two,
followed by Louisiana, Florida, and Alabama on the top five production list.
The top five states accounted for 55% of aquaculture sales, and those five states also accounted for 49% of the aquaculture farms. So those five states are very influential or impacting the aquaculture industry.
What's available on your seafood menu? based on sales of aquaculture commodities. Fish, mollusks, and crustaceans all saw sale increases between censuses of aquaculture, with crustacean sales increasing 75% from the 2018 census.
Number one type of sales by species was catfish at $480 million. Oysters came in at number two at $327 million, clams at $222 million, and trout was $434 million. So those are the top four species across all of aquaculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With high pressure firmly in control, the cold weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. Now, by midweek next week, that ridge will shift across the region, and that could put us into a more typical weather pattern, at least precipitation-wise. Could lay down the tracks for some Alberta clippers to move through the region, but it will all come down to having any type of moisture available for snow, and so far it doesn't look like that will be the case. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs near 14, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, low near 1. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold, highs near 13. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, lows once again near 1. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 14. Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 19. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs near 15. Looking ahead for Wednesday, partly cloudy, we'll have a high near 10, and for next Thursday, mostly sunny, continued cold, highs near 15. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Trees provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
When we talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers, but trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Slip on down to the oasis, so I got.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRD.